This is VOA News.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Ugandan police say at least 25 people have been killed in a suspected rebel attack on a school near the Congo border. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Police say the extremist group known as the Allied Democratic Forces carried out the attack late Friday night on the school about 2.5 miles from the Congo border. Police say a dormitory was burned and a food store looted. The Ugandan military says troops are tracking the attackers into Congo's Virunga National Park. The rebels have ties with the Islamic State group and have long opposed the rule of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
And in other news headlines, a truck driver is convicted of massacring 11 Jewish worshipers 5 years ago in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. A high-level African delegation prepares to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin a day after its calls for talks between Moscow and Kyiv were rebuffed by Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky. Mali's foreign minister calls for the UN Security Council to withdraw the peacekeeping mission in his country without delay, denouncing its failure to respond to security challenges. Congolese voters are hoping the government keeps its promise to produce new ID cards for the first time in decades after preparations for December elections finally offered them official documents. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says his coming visit to China aims to open up better communications by addressing misperceptions and avoiding miscalculations. 8 people die in the third heat wave to hit Mexico since mid-April. From the ashes of World War II, 3 institutions were created as linchpins of a new global order. Now, in an unusual move, the top official in one, the UN Secretary General, is pressing for major changes in the other two. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Antonio Guterres says the International Monetary Fund has benefited rich countries instead of poor ones, and he describes the IMF and World Bank's response to the COVID-19 pandemic as a glaring failure that left dozens of countries deeply indebted. Guterres' criticisms were issued ahead of meetings called by French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris next week to address reforms of the multilateral development banks and other issues. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The trial of a lawyer for the Oath Keepers in the United States has been delayed so she can get treatment to be mentally competent to stand trial. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Kelly Sorrell is charged with conspiracy in connection with the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol, and her trial had been set for July. But experts for the prosecution and defense found she's not competent for trial. Attorneys did not disclose details of her condition, but the experts agreed 3 to 4 months of treatment can restore her to competency, and the judge has granted a delay. Sorrell served as general counsel for the Oath Keepers. She was photographed with the far-right extremist group's leader, Stuart Rhodes, outside the Capitol on January 6th, and was present at a meeting the night before in an underground garage. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ex-Trump lawyer Michael Cohen has lost a bid for release from probation. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Former President Donald Trump's one-time personal lawyer and the key witness against him in his New York State criminal prosecution won't be getting the release from probation he sought. Federal prosecutors say Michael Cohen, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison, is lying again. Federal Judge Jesse Furman cited Cohen's recent comments in a book and television appearance. Prosecutors say Cohen lied about not engaging in tax fraud and falsely accused them of threatening him. Cohen has said in interviews that he has repeatedly aided state and federal authorities in investigations and deserves credit for his cooperation. He says he'll make a statement on Monday. I'm Norman Hall.
Britain's King Charles III will take part in his annual birthday parade on horseback, the first time the monarch has ridden at the event since his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, back in 1986. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.